listening discretion is advised. There will be swearing, inappropriate adult humor, and probably some graphic medical procedures. Listen at your own risk.
From day one, you fought for your life, and you blew everyone away.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Jesse.
And we are...
Changing the Chances.
Yes, we are. Here we are, a week behind. As per usual, is anybody surprised? Jesse,
probably not.
I'm like, Jesse can't answer. He was in mid-yawn. it's like just normal, right? Oh, I missed a week. Oh, crap. Oh, here we are. Welcome. We have fun stuff today.
Yeah? Fun stuff?
We do.
What's fun stuff?
We're going on vacation.
Yep. We're taking a little road trip.
Yay. That's fun.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Well, that's good.
Are you excited?
I'm excited.
Okay. I mean, that's what I was hoping you'd say back. I'm excited also. Instead of like, oh, are you? Okay.
Are you?
I mean, in all fairness, in this family, you should be the most excited.
Why is that?
Because it's your grandma.
Yeah.
You've known her longer than the rest of us.
It's true. I love my grandma.
We refer to her as Gigi because she is Piper's great-grandma.
Yep.
In case none of you know how genetics and family trees work. Great-grandma. Anyways, but she does not live in this state.
No, she lives in Arizona.
We were trying to think the last time we saw her. She came to Utah and visited, but Piper, we're thinking was like 3?
Yeah, I'm like, I feel like it was at least 5 years ago.
Like, yeah.
It's been a little while.
It is. I just am picturing her in the picture that we have up in the house of her, and she was tiny.
Yeah,
so
she was still pretty small.
So, yeah, I'm like 3, 4, maybe? Maybe 4. I don't know.
Maybe.
So, it has been some years.
It's been quite some time, yeah.
You know, and Gigi's, just like the rest of us, is getting older every year. So, we decided we would go out for her birthday.
Yeah, her birthday's Easter weekend, so we're going to spend Easter weekend with her.
Mm-hmm. So, actually, by the time you hear this, we have already gone. But, yeah. You know us. We don't plan ahead well enough for this to lay out the way it should lay out. So by the time you hear this, we have already gone and are on our way home because we are driving.
Yes.
Purely because, honestly, traveling with Piper in a plane, as ideal as it is also very hard.
It is.
With her size. Planes, you know, anybody who's been on a plane, you barely fit as a person anyways in a seat.
Yeah.
But considering she doesn't have trunk support, we always have to bring something to sit in the seat for her to sit in, which narrows the seat even more. First of all, let me just point that out. So it's like the person in front of us can't lay their seat back. Otherwise, they literally are crushing Piper's legs. So, you know, it's just so hard. And because she wants to get up and she wants to move. And where are you going to move on a plane? There is nowhere to move on a plane. Because, you know, I have to pick her up. I have to move her. It's not like she can just stand up and stretch her legs
in
the aisle.
At least in a car ride, you know, like we can put her stroller in the back seat. When she gets to a point where she needs to get out, you know, we can get off the freeway. We can stop somewhere, get out, put her in her stroller, walk her around.
Yeah. Or even just take a second if they're somewhere, I mean, depending on weather or whatever, just lay her out in the back seat and just let her stretch.
Yeah.
Whatever the case may be. So we have more control of
a road trip. Yeah.
Yeah. So we are driving. It is according to Google Maps, it is a 9.5 hour drive. It will take longer than that because we are not going to just drive completely straight through no stops because that's not realistic. But it is a 9.5 hour drive according to Google Maps.
I mean, and honestly, Piper's pretty good car rides. Like we've driven to Colorado and we've driven to the desert. I mean, the desert's a 5-hour drive. And
yeah, but we still didn't make that all the way through. It's actually 4 hours, but we didn't drive that straight through either. We always stopped and ate breakfast halfway there.
Well, and same with Colorado. Like, we stopped, we had breakfast.
And then then stopped, obviously, in Colorado. Yeah. And then when we came, so, I mean, we'll just figure it out. It's going to be great. It's going to be fine. Even if the drive isn't ideal, again, we have control over the situation. We can stop when needed.
But I'm not super worried about it. Piper does very well. I mean, honestly, if we can...
No.
If we can drive for 3 to 4 hours...
I'm hoping for four.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking. Like, if we can do at least 3 to 4 hours before we need to take a break and stuff and everything and whatnot, get out of the car, change.
Because I think at least at that point, I think if we drive 4 hours, depending on when we want to leave, we could stop and have lunch.
We can stop and have lunch in St. George.
Like, I can see, and I think that's perfect.
I'm like, I can stop.
Yeah.
I can see us making St. George in 4 hours.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see. And I'm sure we'll update you guys as soon as we come back. Like,
yeah, I figure that's what
we would do. On some level, like how it turned out. Like, was it easy or good? You know.
Yeah.
All that stuff. So, yeah. So, Gigi's birthday is on Easter this year. So, we're going to celebrate a birthday and Easter, which is going to be kind of fun.
And Piper's never been able to celebrate Easter with Gigi.
Well, yeah, because she doesn't live here. She doesn't live in the state with us. So, so I think it'll be a good experience.
Well, my mom and Joe are going out.
Yeah. It was definitely, it's funny because we spend Easter with family. We usually spend it with my family, but this year we're going to switch it up and we're going to spend it with your family, which I think is going to be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited for it.
Yeah. The only thing about vacations is, that for me anyways, is like the whole lead up to it, because the packing situation is real and I don't worry so much about me. I don't worry so much about you because we are adults and we don't have any special needs of any kind, any special accommodations, and we can make do without things if we must make do without them in general.
No.
But, Piper does have things that she absolutely needs, and the idea of forgetting a very important component of anything stresses me out.
Honestly, medication, pump, feeding supplies.
No, agreed.
Anything clothing-wise or whatever,
no, that's fine.
I'll buy it if I have
to. Yeah, no, that's fine. But you're right. It's like, great, I pack her feeding pump and we forget the charger. Like, what I'm saying? Like, what do you do? This isn't like, oh, well, it died. It's like, well, shit. I mean, and in reality,
at that point, she'd get 60 milligrams at a time.
No. And in reality, we are very fortunate. There are other options.
Yeah. Like, we could.
She wouldn't starve. I know that there are lots of kids out there who don't have that option, but we actually do. But still, a feeding pump is the easiest and most less stressful route for anybody. And I'd hate to forget some. Yeah, so it's just things like that stress me out. Like, if we forget a charger. Again, it's not the end of the world. We have lots of other ways to deal with it, but nobody actually wants to have to add the stress of having to deal with that when you're not at home. And that's really the big thing, is because we're not home. We don't have everything we can possibly need at our fingertips because it's out of our realm, our comfort zone.
10 hours away.
Yeah. And all I keep thinking is, because we always take off. I know most people listening to this don't understand the whole concept of a G-tube and all the components of it, which is totally fine. I don't expect you to, but there is a part that goes on her G-tube called an extension that connects her G-tube to the actual feeding pump situation. And we always take it off after a feed just because she's super handsy and is likely to pull on it when she shouldn't. And I can't tell you how many times we've gone places and forgotten the extension, and you can't connect the feeding tube to the G-tube. So,
I've gone to my mom's house and have packed her pump, packed her food, packed everything but the extension.
Yep.
And it's like, well, I have to have the extension.
It's
useless without it.
Yeah.
So then at that point, it's like, okay, well, we'll give you a pudding or some applesauce or something to just kind of hold you over until we get back to the house, and then Daddy can hook you up. But
yeah,
it is. It's useless without it.
So it's like one of those things. It's like, great, on the off chance You know, that's
we'll have to pack her backpack with an extra extension.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So it's all these
checklist
like
and stuff.
I've already started the checklist. And yes, that is on the checklist, along with an extra button, because heaven forbid we're there and her button malfunctions and falls out or something. Yes. And we can't, you know, you have to get a replace. Otherwise it starts to close up. Then that's a whole situation.
Well, and from what I'm hearing, Arizona medical sucks.
Well, and the problem is that she doesn't live there. So it's...
Well, Gigi can't get, any kind of help. And it's...
I don't know.
Shoulders replaced, hips replaced, knees replaced. And it's here's some extra strength Tylenol. What?
I can't say anything. I don't know anything.
And even Joe, when his mom got sick... said it was horrible.
I don't know. You have family members who moved there specifically for
him. No. They moved there so that they could alleviate, just get out of California pretty much. Just to alleviate the fact that they're not in California and they don't have to deal with a 4-hour commute to and from work.
I can't even imagine.
Oh, I get off at 5, but I don't get home till 9 because I'm stuck in fucking traffic.
And then you literally turn around and go back to work.
Yeah.
No, that sounds terrible.
You have no time for your wife, your kids, yourself.
Because you're there in a car or working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyways, we've...
But yeah, no, Arizona, from what I've heard from family, is the Arizona State medical...
Well, again, doesn't matter. She's not even from there, so...
I'm not putting any faith in if we need to get something that it'll be readily available.
Oh, no. You know what happens, which I've seen several times, on the groups I follow on Facebook, are people who are like, hey, we're in this area.
Is anybody local that can help me out?
We don't have this or this broke or this. Does anybody have extras? Is anybody that's really your best bet, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Because I can't. I just can't.
That network is what would probably save us.
Yeah.
As opposed to...
Which is most of the time. I actually follow a lady on Instagram. You know, like I said, lucky for us, if for some reason we forgot her charger and her pump died, there's lots of ways for us to feed Piper to... She's not...
Yeah, she won't starve.
She won't starve. But this lady, she left her hometown, take her kids somewhere. It's a intense therapy session situation. Anyways, out of her state. And their pump broke, did not work, and her son 100% fully relies on it. It's not like she can just push fluid, super sensitive, has lost, and that's what she did. She reached out to people I'm in this area. Does anybody have an extra pump? Because if not, we're going to end up in a hospital because there's no other way for me to care for him properly because this isn't going to work.
And I'm sure somebody helped her out.
And somebody did. Somebody had an extra pump and let her borrow it. But it was just, those things are scary.
Yeah.
And like I said, we're lucky. We don't have to stress that so much. But again, she reached out to the community and that's who steps in and helps. So I don't really think that I have too many other concerns other than forgetting to pack something important.
Yeah. No. Because, my mom's going and... Not that she's packing anything for Piper, but, we're going to have family.
Yeah. And,
Gigi's already asked my mom, what does Piper need? My mom keeps telling her,
nothing. Don't worry about everything.
Don't you worry about a thing. Jesse and Alicia have got this.
Yeah. We just pack up our whole house.
Yep. She's honestly, being able to stay. Saving money without having to stay at a hotel or something,
mm-hmm.
being able to stay with Gigi.
Yeah.
That's it. That's great.
I know.
Just need somewhere to crash.
And that's another thing is I'm grateful for that. But we always have to tell people listen, we take up so much space.
And that's what I told Gigi. I'm Piper.
We do not pack light.
Yeah. She takes up a lot of space. And then it's I told her too. I said, I apologize now because, being in a new area, sometimes Piper does not sleep well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a tough one, too.
That, you know, she knows that she's not home. She knows that she's not somewhere familiar.
Yeah.
It's like the first time we took her out to the ranch.
No, she did not.
3 days? She did not sleep?
She did not sleep. It was
horrendous.
Terrible
is what
for
it was.
Everybody.
Everyone.
Because when we go to the ranch, we don't, there's not like this giant house. It's not, we like sleep in tents. We sleep in trailers. So, yes, you hear everything.
Everybody is within a stone's throw.
So Piper is she upset kept, and crying. Everybody can hear it. Everybody's awake.
All he did was apologize the whole weekend. And, you know, and everybody was super sweet about it. It's like, you know, well, she knows that she's far from home.
Yeah.
Obviously, the last few times that we went, she rocked it. She's fine with it. But that first initial time is I think it throws her out of her rhythm.
It does.
Out of her routine.
It's just hard.
And it just, you know, makes her uneasy.
Yeah.
So I did. Yeah. I told Gigi about that. And I'm like, so I apologize now. She could get up at 2 a.m. and decide, fuck y'all. We're all going to be up at 2 now because I'm not going back to sleep.
Well, you know what? What it comes down to is I am taking her iPad. I am downloading movies onto it for her because she loves movies. And if we are up 2 a.m, you know what? I will just pull her into bed with me and we'll just put a movie on her iPad and we'll do our best to like just stay as quiet as we can in the morning. You know, we'll do the things to do to muddle through and.
Well, and it's, honestly, I just think Gigi's going to be excited to see Piper and to see all of us.
Yeah, because it's been years.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. I'm so excited. You know, we like to go on vacation. And I don't know that actually that we've ever gone on vacation, just us three.
No. All the vacations that we've gone on as a family with the entire family.
Which I guess technically we're not going just us three because we are meeting your mom and Joe there.
Yeah. But me, you, and Piper, no. Since Piper's been born.
Yeah, no, We've
never taken
traveled
like a
in
road
a pack?
Trip or something. Yeah, no,
we've traveled in a pack.
We do the herd. We've got the herd mentality.
Because it's just so much easier when you have extra hands. Like,
well, and then, you know, because the rest of the family is also looking out. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh, hey, where's Jesse, Alicia, and Piper? With, you know?
Yeah. That's true.
Or, Max, here, hold this really quick. I need, you know, like, and they get it. It's not. Well, I'm not just being a shit, don't want to carry my shit. I got to help with Piper really quick.
Yeah.
Great, thanks. I'll take it back. Like, you know, everybody just kind of steps up some nose. It's like, well, they're carrying half their fucking house with them, so.
No, like, literally. I always tell people, so it's funny, because we went over to my cousin Dallas's house last night. He lives just down the street from me. We can walk there. It's super close. And, of course, we brought Piper, and it was the first thing when we walk in. I'm like, sorry, we're just like moving in, we have all this stuff because it was very minimal, but still, you know, we have a child and we have to bring her bag and we have to bring her chair and we have to bring all our feeding supplies because it was that time of day. Like, we don't pack light. It's just not life.
We just don't have that luxury.
Yeah, basically. So I don't know.
No, I think it'll be fun.
No, I'm just so excited.
Hoping that Piper will enjoy it. I know that she will get bored in the car.
Yes. Again, iPad.
Well,
I am bringing that. I am bringing some things.
If she started getting too restless, I could pull over. You could sit in the back and try and entertain her or something, whatever.
Okay. But, Dramamine. So I need to buy some Dramamine.
Probably.
Okay. Because if I have to sit in the back seat, it's not going to end well for anybody.
You're usually okay, so long as you're not, like, reading or watching.
No, I'm not. I need to take a Dramamine if I'm going to sit in a backseat of a car.
What is the difference between the backseat and the front seat?
You know, I don't really know other than the fact, like, in the front seat, you have the whole windshield and it's, like, unobstructed. And in the backseat, it's not. And you're just catching pieces of land go fly by you and...
Okay.
I honestly don't know. I don't know what the science is behind it, but my mom's the same exact way. She can sit in the front seat all day, but the second you put her in a back seat, like, we're done for. I don't know. And again, I haven't always been like this. It just happened one day in my 20s. It was like, nope, don't like that anymore. Okie dokie. Like, I don't... I have no idea, so...
Well, Dramamine. I would suggest.
Yes, I'm going to buy some. Yeah. Because that feels real.
But yeah, I think that's all we were going to cover. It's just that we're going on
vacation. No, just a super quick, like, hey, this is what's happening.
We'll touch base on it when we get back.
I'm sure we will. Because we're going to have to talk about how much fun we had. And
yeah, yeah.
How great it turned out and the things we forgot. Because, you know, life, I don't know. I feel like it doesn't matter where you go. At some point, you always go, oh, I didn't bring that one thing. Important or not, you just go, I was going to bring it, but didn't bring it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, right on. Thanks for coming back and listening to us.
I hope everybody had a great Easter, since, again, you'll be hearing this after Easter.
Yes.
If you celebrate or don't celebrate, whatever you do, we don't care. But that is...
Hopefully you had a happy, fun, safe weekend.
That's fair.
Yeah?
That's a good way to put it.
There you go.
Okay. Well, we will talk to you. I cannot make any guarantees, so we'll just talk to you when we talk to you.
Bye.
Bye.